have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF, take two. The Beyond...
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
Beyond Defense.
DB Juniors.
Yes, sir, I got you.
True two, you know I got you. The Jewel.
Broski, you know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You see
coming like this, this one.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughter them all, the harder I ball. Fighting like a scary cat, with a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, it's already proven. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving the son of our children? Built a team, not just an industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond Defense is a family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
When it comes to the years, I want my own fight, no life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. Same things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer two lives, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Structures in my life, too needed. Same friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a man, I'm a mind, I'm clean. For Christ, rest of Christ, I'm a meeting. A bird, I'm a child, and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm independent, my life was a teenager. I found a man was loyal. Receiving for Colorado, the office. Receiving. It never stops, and I know I keep preaching once, twice, twice. I knew I'd be this move the floor. I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focused and never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff, the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm much of the use it. Bruiser to prove it, no way that I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution. Wake up, ain't no more illusion. Concert to the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time to find our bad it hurts. Conduct with metal touch.
Everything they do is in-house.
Bring it together for the betterment. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people and children. Just raid old school veterans. Take over the nation and Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at what the beyond is.
I'm up with this woman, I seen her been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavenly crafted. Run to the battle through power, I'm blast. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Judas a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears, but I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Out of every religion. More of a culture than when you were evil. Can't compromise with the most you want to say.
Hey, we up. Welcome. Yes, welcome right here on Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, David Ben, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. Shout out to the whole gang. Thank you. All right. Shout out to the Elation family. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family, every artist and everyone that's attached to Beyond the Fence. We love you. We thank you. And you know what? I always got to say I'm smiling. Want me to tell you why? Because I woke up this morning and I have every right to smile. That's right. Even though circumstances go around in my life, I can't be detained by it. I can't be a slave to what's around me. I got to break free. Because that's who I am. It's all about your mindset. Even though things happen, you got to keep pushing. You got to keep going. Let me tell you why. Because every day you can be a better version of yourself, and you don't got to be held in chains by what's around you. Shout out to my main man, Tommy Two Toes. That's right. Y'all keep Tommy Two Toes in prayer. That's my brother, my main man, the comedian. You know, he's been in the hospital. He hasn't been feeling himself, but you know what? We talked to him today, and the brother's feeling better. You know, but, hey, man, he wanted to be on here. He was like, man, I'm coming on. We was like, no, you're not. It's all about your health, brother. You get well, and we'll feel well. That's right. You get well, and we're going to feel well. That's right. See, I keep that brother in prayer. That's right. So with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The infamous Shay Samuels, are you in a building?
Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling.
That's the Rocky Balboa screams right there.
Thank you. Shout out to the Elations family and, again, the Beyond the Fence family and to all the listeners who tune in every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we cannot forget the new listeners that come on to hear us periodically. We get those calls and text messages after to say that you guys are listening. We want to say thank you. It means so much.
Thank you. Yes. Coach Shay, you ready for an awesome show tonight?
As always, yes, I am. Or in your words,
that's
yes,
right.
I'm is.
That's right. So, you know what, Coach Shay, we came with 55 topics, and you was like, well, I don't really have a title for it, but it was on your heart, and it touched my heart as well, and I have so much meat for it. With our audience, we always want to tell what we call the hard truth. We're not here to put nobody down, but, you know, we always want to do a reconstruction plan, you know, to elevate your thinking, elevate your mind. We're not here to discourage you. We're here to build you up. So we just want everyone to understand that, all the men and women of God, the kings and queens of the world, understand we are here for you. We're on the same team here. But if I sit up here and just tell you something to just make you feel good all day and there's no growth process, then I haven't did my job. And I have a responsibility to love on you, yes. But at the same time, it's all about the transformation of the mind. So right here on Beyond the Radio, in the Elation family, that's what we do over here. We want to build people up. We want you to elevate your thinking. And with that being said, Coach Shay, I really think you should present this. You know, if I come with a title, Coach, I'll call it. I'm gonna call it something good. Let me freestyle this. Cause we got the topic, but it's not really like a title. So you know, people like them titles. People love them titles. You know, like when praises go up, blessings come down. You know, they love that type of stuff, right? So who you connected to? See. who your connection will build your perfection. Hold on. Your connection will create your perfection. Hold on, is that a good one? I think that's it. Your connection will create your perfection. Oh no, I'm trying, Coach. I freestyled that though. As a rapper, I freestyled it. You probably like, oh, that was lame. But I freestyled it. Give me the credit for freestyling. Can you come up with a better one, Coach Shay? You got something?
I always go to you for the titles. I kind of spit out the topic and I say, so how can you title this? So we
I got one. I got one. Your connection is perfection for your direction.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, that's the topic. Your connection is perfection for your direction.
Won't he do it?
Right. Your connection. Coach Shay, you want to start this out because it's all about your connection. Who you connected to really can put you in the right direction of life.
Yeah, you know, Coach David, I was like you said, we had a number of topics that we wanted to talk about, but that's because thank you.
That's we right. Have, round of applause. Yeah. That's right. They love it. They we love have, it.
We had a number of topics, you know, because we have experienced a lot, and I tell people, you know, we have three, although we have multiple streams of income, we have intricate business segments of each business, and so it causes us to have to deal with a number of people, encounter a number of people, and I think between this week and the week prior, you know, we had just experienced a lot. And, you know, it's funny because this kind of goes into another topic because we always say don't grow weary in doing good deeds. But, you know, it seems like it's really just kind of brought us to this topic tonight. It's all about integrity and character. You know,
yes.
We as Beyond the Fence executives, you know, we as Beyond the Fence executives, we always talk about what it means for people to go beyond their fence. And I know one of the first things that you ask for anybody even coming on the label, when we do kind of our phone interviews, you know, you start questioning their character, and not in a way where you're questioning it, but you want them to know that this is one of the first requirements of being a part of the label, that you have to be walking in good character. Integrity is everything, because where we go, the places that we're giving you access to, we need to be able to not only trust you, but we need to know that you're going to do what we do when we go in there as great representation, right? And so
yes.
The idea of what we have become over the course of years, we don't really, you know, we realize that people may not share those same values. And so tonight it was important for me to address it. And I thank you for, you know, kind of backing me up on it and really adding what you have to say to it, impart your knowledge into it as well. But it's really about integrity and character. You know, we work with people from business perspectives. And I can't say that a lot of people, although we may try to push, don't walk in the best integrity or character. And we have to be able to, you know, work our way or maneuver our way around that. But that doesn't mean it still happens, right? We have a ministry. And so when we try to operate, or not try, we do. We operate in the best of character and integrity. You know, there's always going to be a challenge there with others' integrity or character, right? And then we have our label. And so, like I said, we have multiple streams of income coming in. We have multiple stream of businesses and segments within that business. But those are the three umbrellas that get us in touch or connected with the people that, or the types of people that we're going to discuss tonight. And then the last thing I said, we have our label. And so even with the label, it is important that we are connected, like you were just saying, we are connected with the right people, not only to take them in the right direction, Coach David, but for them to also reciprocate that and have us leading in the right direction as well. So that's
yes.
My little soapbox, Coach David.
All right. So I'm going to tell you, you know, what disappoints me the most. That our world is so corrupted that when you are genuine and you have no hidden agenda to hinder, destroy, or damage, you still get looked at as the serpent. And it's sad because I see so many people, Coach Shay, that manipulate people, and I clearly see it. They manipulative, they backbite, they are really wolves in sheep clothing. And I see it. People gravitate to these people. They are so supportive of these people. They come, they give them feel-good speeches. They come and they shout and they scream and boom, boom. People are like, yeah, we had a great church service. And you know what? They leave out of there feeling good. There was no life change in their life. They just leave like more. Today it's become more motivational speaking. You feel good, you hype, but there's no change in your actual life. You just feel good. And people pumping you up, pumping you up, pumping you up. And you realize that 10 years later, you're still in the same position or really just worse in your life. And you're like, the devil after me. And it's like, no, you just haven't been taught the correct way to really get you to the next level. There are some challenges in your life that you have to face. And it's called reality. You know, it's called reality of life. And we implant these principles inside people using scripture. People make it look like that we're taking God out of it, and it's so disrespectful to God because it's like, no, we're putting God so much in it. We can tell you that it's going to take you. When you really read the Bible and you really study it, the Bible is going to show you, like, God told them what to do. And if they didn't walk in it, that's when the negative came in their life. But they actually had to walk in it. They actually had to put things into action. God said it. They had to put it into action. Every time they didn't put it into action, then it was a failure. So all we doing is telling people, listen, it's going to take you. And they feel like, well, God's going to do it for me. Like, no, God is not going to live your life for you. That is definitely incorrect. If you sit down and do not, kings and queens, men and women of God, I challenge every last one of you. If you have a job, don't go to work ever again. And let's see if that man will fall from the sky. Anytime your bills are in debt and you need something paid, don't you ask me for it. Don't you go to pastor for it. Don't you go to nobody with these titles. Don't you ask nobody for nothing. Don't you even go to the government. I want you to sit down, get on. Listen, get up. Matter of fact, don't even sit down. Get on your knees. And say, God, give me this for my rent or mortgage. Any bill that I have, you ask God for it. People do not want reality. They want to be lazy, and they want God to live for them. Really, what they turn God into is the genie. Instead of the lamp, they got the Bible. They rub that Bible. They rub it, right? They rub it real gently. And then they make three wishes. And they want God to just zap it. They want God to zap it. And we say, listen, it's going to take you, because God gave you the strength. God gave you the mindset. God gave you the brain. God gave you the spirit. Well, you can be able to do what God do, and let's be able to just create things that never existed. But when we tell people that it's going to take you, they don't want to hear that reality, because people are stagnant and lazy in their life. I say this because the people that are really connected to us and they know who we are, or they recognize spirit. Every last person to actually take these words and take these teachings that we're doing and apply it to their life, they actually come back like, man, it's really working. It's really working in their life. And I'm like, well, it's supposed to work, right? But then you have people who or just they want to blame the devil for everything and woe is me. And they're really not doing nothing. They're really not functioning the proper way. But when we say, listen, this is what it's going to take for you to function the proper way so you can get to the next level of life, then they feel like, well, there's something about this person I don't like. Because we're not giving them the feel-good speech, Coach Shay. We are the connection to get them to the next level. But, hey, I don't have pastor on my title. I don't have prophet on my title. I don't have bishop on my title. I don't have apostle on my title. So people don't want to accept some of the knowledge that I give them based on because I don't have a certain title on my name. I just call myself David. That's what my mama named me. You can even call me Butch, y'all. My mama named me Little Butch. That's right. That's my nickname because my daddy named Big Butch. That's my daddy. That's right. And you know what? Some people call me Little Rusty. Want me to tell you why? Because that's my stepdad. May he rest in peace. And I miss him. That's right. And some say, hey, Little Rusty. And guess what? I answer to him. Let me tell you because it's all about your connection. I want to go to a quick scripture, and that's Genesis 28, just a chapter. In that, that's when Rebecca, who's the wife of Jacob. You know, you got Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Isaac. Rebecca is the wife of Isaac, and she sent Jacob, you know, brother. He had a twin brother, Esau. And y'all know the story. For some of y'all, you know, he tricked his brother, you know, took his birthright, and he tricked his dad, actually, took his brother's birthright, and boom, boom, boom. Now Esau is upset with Jacob. He's mad at him. He want to really give him a knuckle sandwich. He want to beat him up. Brother, you're in for it. But Rebecca loved her some Jacob. You know, he wasn't really the hunter that Esau was, but she was like, look, son, you know, he was in the kitchen. You know, son, you know, you go over there with my brother Laban. Make sure you don't mess with none of these Canaanite women. You know, don't you mess with them. You know, I want you to go, you know, it's Africa Canaan. But anyway, she said, don't mess with them people from Canaan. I don't want you to, you go to your my brother Laban, you're going to find your wife. Now, come to find out, when you read it, Laban was a trickster as well. He tricked Jacob on a lot of things. He manipulated him and said, listen, man, you worked for me this many years, I give you this woman right here. And he wanted Rachel, which was the woman that was beautiful to him. That's who he wanted. But then once he worked those certain amount of years, he said, well, look, man, I got a daughter right here. She's the oldest, so that's who you're going to have. So that was Leah. So he had to be with Leah. He said, now, if you want Rachel, then you have to work for it. He worked for it, and to the day he ended up with Rachel. So he ended up with two wives and concubines. He had all these children. And we call the 12 tribes of Israel. He had 12 sons. Yes, right. Now, the moral of the story is, even though Jacob was tricked, even though he's a trickster, what he did came back on him. Came back on him 100-fold, right? He ended up being tricked by Laban, got a dose of his own medicine. But you know what? He became rich. He became wealthy. He ended up with a beautiful family. And, you know, here we are today through his sons, you got the Christ that we call Jesus. Jesus the Christ. That's right. Through that bloodline, you got Jesus the Christ. But it was his connection with Laban that got him the two wives, that got him where he was able to become a wealthy man. But what if he decided to do what Esau did was like disobey his parents. Say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and marry one of these Canaanite women anyway. We will be rewriting the Bible author of biblical history, Coach Shea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who he was connected to got us doing what we are doing today because one man's decision to be connected to a certain being. If he was never connected to Laban, the Bible history would have to be rewritten.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Shea?
Yeah, Coach David, as you were talking, I was actually just thinking about how what you were saying mimics the life that we live today. I mean, you mentioned it in the beginning, but when I started to picture people, I don't know how good that is, but as you were talking, I was like, wow, you know, this is what we see on a today basis. And here's the really sad part about it is that it's happening right in the church. Like, it's yes. happening on the inside of the church. You know, I was thinking about the faces that came to mind, and it wasn't my brothers. It wasn't my mother. They weren't my cousins. They weren't friends of mine that I used to work with. Or do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
The most troubling of what you were reading is that it mimics today's church. And you know, I said it in the earlier part of the show is that we have to be very mindful, and that's why I recited Galatians 6, don't grow weary in doing good deeds, because all of this, if you are not careful, everything that you were just reading, discussing, and just saying, what if he wasn't obedient, you know, we would be rewriting the biblical history. But that's how, but it's like, how does that correlate? And I'm asking the listeners tonight, how does that correlate to rewriting the history now, the on this earth that we clearly live in? Like, if you could go back and you could actually look at what you said in the beginning, Coach David, you've been in a ministry for years, and you see that this ministry isn't fruitful. You see that the ministry isn't healthy. The people that you're connected to, because that's what we're talking about, the people that you were connected to, they aren't really living out a life that is an example of Christ. But what if that disobedience affected you? Do you get what I'm saying, Coach David? Where God was going to be taking you in the first place can no longer, you would have to rewrite that history. You would have to rewrite what that. Say that again.
We even see it in the music business, Coach Shea.
We do. We do.
We see it.
And so
we don't want y'all to think that we're just picking on Christianity. No, we're talking about character.
Yeah, what I started off with, just for those of you who are just tuning in, I started off with we have three areas of our lives that we are impacted by or we impact others in. And those three would be our label, the Beyond the Fence Enterprise, which is the umbrella for everything else that we do. And each business segment has a sector that we have to have different encounters with different types of people. So you have the Beyond the Fence Enterprise, which is comprised of our label, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, which is our consulting business, and our ministry overall as a whole, where you will find Coach David doing transformational speaking, me motivational speaking, and although we may not have the full title of pastoring, ministering, evangelism, all of that. So, we're not just talking about one set of people, but here's the thing. The reality of it is I was saying this to my apostle the other day, that you have to know your audience. So our audience would primarily be those who are walking the Christian walk.
Yes. Yes. The thing about it, Coach Shea, is this. It's so easy for me to get a title. You know, ever since I was a kid, I never chose to be like the captain of every sport I played. I was the captain. I wasn't when I played basketball, when I was in high school, I was the captain. I wasn't the lead scorer, but I was the leader. That's the thing. And normally, you know, we go on our break, but you know what? We're not going to have a music break. We're going to continue to flow through this because it's definitely important. You know how we do, you guys. You know, we love to have fun. We love to laugh, joke, and play. And even through this, I'm smiling. I'm not upset, right, because I understand who I am, and I'm blessed, and I'm grateful. And my lifestyle speaks for it, right? So I never chose to be the captain of basketball, football, baseball. I wasn't considered the best player. But I was considered the best leader to get us to win because I was a winner, and people was encouraged by my work ethic and the way that I led with me actually putting in the work. I didn't lead with my mouth, and right now it's a lot of lip service. People like to be bamboozled by lip service rather than saying, "Listen, let me help you in your real life." Because what I'm going to tell you is going to actually be painful. See, I'm not going to tell you something that's going to make you feel good. When you exercise and you want to build your body, you're going to be sore because your body break down. Your muscles going to have to break itself down to rebuild and reconstruct. So it's going to be you're going to go through some pain. You go to the hospital and you have a surgery. After the surgery, you are going through a healing process. But going through the healing process, you're going to be going through some pain. So people want this relationship with God, right? But they don't want to understand. They're trying to not go through the pain. And they feel, well, my testimony. No, your testimony ain't the devil. You ain't going through a Job situation. You do other things with your – we all got 24 hours in a day, and you choose to do something frivolous with your 24 hours. You're not putting in the work. I don't want people to – people think prayer is going to cover up ignorance. That's not going to happen. Your prayer can't cover up ignorance. If you are ignorant to certain things, no matter how much you pray – you're going to still put yourself in the same position because you didn't have a paradigm shift. You didn't shift the way your mind think. You're in the same position, same predicament of life based on how you're seeing the world. And people looking at the churches, people looking at social media, people looking at TV, looking at these stars, and people really want to be worshipped. And they really see idols. They're worshiping idols. They're worshiping the pastor. I done seen plenty of people give more respect to the pastor than they do their counterpart, male or female. They're more respectful to the pastor based on the title. And it's disappointing, Coach A, because here it is. You could be around a person whose life is actually going fairly well, and you won't look at them as a person that you want to follow because somebody like, I'm going to speak for myself. I'm so approachable. I don't think I'm higher than the next person. So when I allow a person into my space, they automatically start thinking that we're equal as far as our mentality. And it's like, well, no, we got two different mentalities. My life is not like your life. You know, you struggling in your life. I'm not struggling like you're struggling, but we all go through struggles of life because this is called life. But your struggle is definitely not like my struggle. And when I try to apply these principles, really give you some knowledge based on how you could look into these principles and actually make your life better, where you could be not just a better representation of God, a better representation of yourself, because God already created you in his image and his likeness. God don't need us to be fans of God. God don't need us to be a fan. Jesus said, I recognize those by the ones who actually, walk in my teachings. So that's how he'll know who is who. It's not title driven. It's not title based. So a person that's genuine and actually doing the work, putting the work in, people don't want to gravitate towards that person. Why? Because now it takes hard work for you. Now it's painful for you. Now you got to admit that you have been taught with love, but incorrectly. Now you had to admit your wrongs. People don't want, they don't want what's real. They want to live the illusion. And when you tell them what's real and how they really can produce a better life, you get rejected because now it's not based on magic tricks. I'm not telling you, I'm not giving you the God that is out. And here come your blessing. I'm telling you, God created you in his image and his likeness. God did God's job. So let me help you tap into who you are. Everybody discrediting self and God, God, God. That's not taken away from God. You can't take away from God. Don't be an idiot, people. Don't deceive yourself and feel that you can take away from God. You're not that powerful. You're not that special. Stop it. You only taking away from what you could be doing because God put it right here in front of you. It's called the planet. In the beginning, he told them, this planet is yours. But you got to subdue it. Not only did I give you dominion, which is power, I told you subdue the earth. Do what you got to do. But you going to have to put in the work. People don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that. And you're clearly being disobedient to God. Because God said it in the Bible, not me. But when I say you're going to have to put in some work, they don't want to hear that. They want the magic trick. God, I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't mess with the world. I don't mess with the world. I'm not worldly. But your credit is a 3. You don't have a apartment, a house, a car, a job. Oh, but you blessed and highly favored. That is called an oxymoron. And to be honest, if you think I'm deceiving you, you can take the oxy out and just call yourself a moron. I was raised right. I was raised correctly. I was raised with morals and love. But I have direction. And when I put people, try to encourage people to be on a certain type of path, not my path, but their path. Because your path ain't pastor's path. It ain't that deacon and that sister and that brother over there. Your path ain't their path. Don't stop trying to mimic them. Because when you're trying to mimic them, listen, you can't even mimic Christ. Christ said, God made you like you. Christ is the representation of saying this is how you can be. But you can't get away from you and expect to excel trying to be somebody else. No. God created you. He calls peculiar people. That means there's none on earth like you. Over 7 billion people, that means 7 billion people, over 7 billion people see the earth through their own lenses, and we all see it differently. Not all of us going to agree 100% of the time. That's how unique God made you. So why are you trying to be like everybody else except who you are? We're trying to help you tap on the inside of your greatness. People don't want that. God, they want the manipulation. They want to say, look, just I opened up that mailbox and $1 million was in it. Coach A.
You were right on the money, Coach David. I do want to give a great big shout out to the United Women of Methodists. Had the opportunity of ministering this past weekend at their women's retreat, their 2023 women's retreat. And the theme of that retreat was Nothing is Impossible. And so in the beginning of the retreat, the first night was get to know who you are. And every woman there, they had a chance to introduce themselves and talk about why the retreat was important to them. And, I mean, these women ranged, Coach David, from the age of 44, I think the oldest was 76. So there was a very diverse group of women with diverse backgrounds and all religions, to be honest with you. There was some Church and God in Christ there. There was some non-believers, unbelievers. There was just some people there that have been very, very new to church. So it was a very, very diverse group of women there in ages. But each woman said they were there to find their purpose. Each person said they want to find out what else God has for them. Each woman, no matter what age, said they were here or there to experience something different. And, you know, we always say in order for you to experience something different, you have to do something different, right? And there were some women there that were all for going all the way out. To let go, to release. Some people said they want to release, they want to reset. Well, there was a woman there, and she actually said that the reason she was there, she said, well, I'm here because a friend invited me. So you said in the beginning, it's all who you connected to. So the friend thought of you enough to say, my church is having a retreat. I want to bring you on because I know what you're going to get if you come. I know what your encounter will be if you come, and I know how your life will change if you join. So she came. She spent the money to get there. She had to travel to get there. I'm sure had to put gas in the car to get there. Maybe came right after work. But all the work that was put in to get there didn't equate to what she didn't do when she got there. When I say, Coach David, she set, and it looked like she wanted to scare everybody that was in the room. There was no meekness. There was no humbleness. There was no participation. And listen, everything ain't for everybody. So don't think I'm saying, well, that was not, you know, I'm a firm believer. If that's what she got, and I said it all weekend long, the Bible says one man plants a seed, another man waters, but God gives the increase. And I believe her being there was the seed. But if you are going to go as far as you go to connect, because here's the thing. She gave you a prerequisite of what to expect when you came, right? And you were saying something earlier, and I wanted to chime in on that. But a lot of the time, think about when you get hired at a job, right? When you get hired at a job, if someone gave you a position and they said, you're going to be good at it, now go do it. The first thing you're going to say is, I didn't get any direction. I'm failing at the job because they didn't tell me what to do. Right, Coach David? I'm failing at the, I'm not doing the best that I could do because they didn't give me a manual of everything I needed to do. If they gave you the manual, then the next excuse would be they didn't really explain everything to me. And then you go from that to the reason I'm failing at this is because I didn't get the teaching. They never gave me the knowledge. And we've talked about this before, that it becomes everyone else's fault. Let me tell you about a self-starter. Every company that I have had the opportunity to partner with, one of their prerequisites of getting this job is that you must be a self-starter. They may not know where to get you, how to get you there. They just know what they want you to do. And based off of me telling them what my skill set is, listen, they bring me in to partner because of the skill set. It's up for me at that time to stand up to what I said and who I said I am. Right? If they come to me at that time and they say, and they're a little shy at first because they want it to be done the right way. And when I say, Coach David, I might say, well, that's already done. They go, how? How'd you do it? How'd you know what to do? My previous experience.
It's a different company, but it's the same product. I might have had to do this or get this or make this or create this myself, but what's happening is there's a lot of people who are looking, and I'm talking about even in the business world of ours, there's a lot of people who think, well, I got a product, so I got a business. No, ma'am. No, sir. Once you get connected to someone that understands how to get you there, you then have to trust their process. I keep saying it over and over and over again. If the Bible says, and by their fruit you should know who they are, listen, if you see that we are prospering, Coach David, something else just came to my mind, but if you see that we are prospering in an area, I'm only going to attach myself or connect with myself with people who are where I aspire to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if I'm connecting myself with those people, I can only go up, Coach David. I can't look
That's
at
right.
where I am and say that I've met my cap. I can't look at where I am. I want to read out of, since we didn't go to the break, I want to read out of Joshua 1. Joshua 1 says, after the death of Moses, the servant of God, God spoke to Joshua, Moses' assistant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read it again. After the death of Moses, the servant of God, God spoke to Joshua, and it said Moses' assistant. If we look in that title, Coach David, if we, how many people would have said, I don't want to be connected to the assistant? You named,
yes.
you named all
Just
the
like
ones
Elijah
that said, how
Elijah.
Many who would have said, and it said, Moses, my servant is dead. Get going. Cross mm-hmm. the Jordan River. You and all the people. Look, God gave the assistant the leader's assignment.
Come on now.
Said, cross the country. I'm giving to the
people. The
assistant
was always the leader, too.
He was always. Go ahead, Coach David. Go.
Listen. Look. Oh, well, we got to the email, right? It's called About Building Leaders. Moses was about building leaders. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, their kids, they was building leaders. Jesus, the 12 disciples, he said, listen, he didn't say, look, y'all come follow me so you can just worship me and tell me how great I am and what I do so it can boost my ego. Nah, that ain't what Jesus said. He said, come on, come with me. I'm going to make you fishermen of men. Meaning it's going to take some discipline because I want to make you leaders. Leaders beget leaders. Let me tell you why. Because cats beget cats. Dog beget dogs. So when Jesus is the only begotten son of the Father, he's a replica of the Father. Guess what? We're replicas of creation. The Father created us in his image, in his likeness. But leadership is not easy. Moses was an example of how you can be so frustrated with people, it'll stop you from continuing on where you should have been. Moses didn't get a chance to enter into the promised land, but God didn't lie to him. God allowed him to see the promised land from a distance. That's right. He allowed him to see the promised land, but he didn't allow him to enter it. Let me tell you why he's disobedient. Because of people he was trying to lead. Just like Elijah, follow Elijah. He didn't say, I'm your equal right now. I'm going to take the throne right now. I'm going to be. No. No. You only fell in yourself. But then, Coach A, because you don't have. My name is David. And guess what? I got treated in my lifetime just like David, King David. Let me tell you why. Because when he put on. When he chose not to put on somebody else's uniform and go out there and fight Goliath, they said, here, put on this. Nah, man, I ain't putting on that equipment. It works for you.
They failed in it. They failed in it. So how they going to give it to him?
Thank you. They failed in it. How am I going to get your equipment? Man, your artillery don't work for me. They see they looking at it through their own lenses. They like that little slingshot, and you just a young kid. Nah, man, you need to wear this. How I'm gonna wear your? Why I'm gonna wear yours? What you got don't mean it worked for me. It's like you said, Coach Shay, it didn't work for you. So how you gonna think it's gonna work for me? Because they was basing it off of fear. Because of fear, David said, "No, I know who I am."
Coach David, they were basing it off of tradition. This is what we wear when we fight.
Yes.
They were basing it off of what they knew. They were basing it off of what they thought worked. They were basing it off of what they were told. They were basing it off of how the knowledge or lack of knowledge that they had. This is what we fight in. And so you always talk about the teachings and how people think it's a new teaching, but that wasn't a new teaching. David knew. David was already in preparation. When nobody was paying attention, David was already in preparation. So when it came down to it, he knew his strength. That's why the slingshot worked. So they were just basing it off of what they knew, which is what we've been saying, and how we continue to say it is that we have to really, really get ourselves geared up for the right people. You had mentioned about connections. You know, I wanted to emphasize before we close, I want to finish out the scripture, but I do want to emphasize, you mentioned in the beginning, you never know who you're connected to and why you're connected to that person, or maybe God sent somebody to you for a specific reason in your life. But I remember a few weeks ago, Coach David, I talked to you about it, but my dad actually had reached into me about a church here in Georgia, and he wanted me to connect with the pastors of this church because he knows what I'm doing. And so he said, I thought it would be a great opportunity for them to connect with you and you to connect with them. My dad knew their need, right? And so I reached out to this couple three times, and I wanted to do my due diligence. So talk about integrity and character. I'm connected to my father, so I want whoever my father connects me with to know that we do everything in decency and order, okay? And so it was of good character of me to make sure that I reached out for one, because he told them I would, and then two, that when I talk with them, that I talk with them in the most professional manner, and again, how I was raised to be respectful. Every time I called these people, Coach David, it seemed to be an issue, right? Seemed to be an issue. And so the last call that we had, the woman, the pastor, she, you know, the way that she addressed me, it was kind of like, oh, well, I'm confused. I'm confused. And I said to her, I said, why does it seem like there's always some confusion when we talk? We barely even talk. It's just kind of a hello, but there's always some confusion in the beginning. And so she said, I resent that. I do not receive that. This is the pastor. I do not receive that. And she ended up giving the phone back to her husband. I told them to just get to me when they can. Well, when I called my dad back and I told him what happened, here's what my dad said. So, listeners, you guys know who we are. We're artists. We're always on tour. But let me tell you about the need. My dad said, the reason I sent them to you is because they were looking for a praise and worship leader. And he said, and I know that you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area. The leader they had left them high and dry. So a lot of their frustration is because they don't have a praise and worship leader. You said it. There are times where people are connecting with you to fill the need that you have. You don't know, because we're not taking the time out to think, this person is even here to sit for me to be at, for to be a blessing to me, because it's not what it looked like. So here, the whole time these people are fussing and they're trying their best to scramble, and they kept telling me, we're busy, we're busy, we're busy. They're busy looking for a praise and worship leader, but shunning the leader that's coming their way.
Yes.
Well, they missed out on that blessing.
I'm going to be honest. Yeah, Coach Shay. I want to tell you how people don't understand connection. It was through a certain brother that we both know. He didn't say, hey, man, I want you to meet Coach Shea. And Coach Shea, I want you to meet David Benton. And, man, y'all can do some music and work together and all other stuff, right? Nah, that ain't happening. Our connection with that brother led us to meet one another. And that brother, that's how I end up meeting Jerry Royce. You knew Jerry Royce. Watch this. Mm-hmm. Through Jerry Royce, next thing you know, I meet, I got on, before that, I got with this woman named Lita Robinson. May she rest in peace. I've been on the radio. But through Jerry Royce, next thing you know, we meet Kimmy Kim. Right? Mm-hmm. So, all this. Here, and watch this. We go from T-Joy right here to Elation. Right now we're on Elation. It's because of the connection. Then with that, we do other things. Through Kimmy Kim, we met other people, right? Through us, Kimmy Kim met other people. We met Michelle Wright, Pastor Michelle Wright, her awesome husband. Through that, we met a brother. I don't want to say the brother's name, but through that brother, we met the awesome, the beautiful Miss Prophetess Alma E. Neely. See? Yeah. We think now this thing works, but it's all about your connection.
Yeah, it's all about the proper connection.
You don't know where God's going to take you.
Yeah, it's all about the proper connections, Coach David. It's all about the proper connections. I mean, even with going back to Joshua, it's like if Joshua didn't submit as an assistant, knowing that he always was the leader, he wouldn't have been in a position to get the people to their promised land of their ancestors. And so you have to be properly positioned in order for God to connect you in the right way. So go back to what you said in the beginning of the title, your connection will perfect your direction. And so with all you just said, every person that you just mentioned are fruitful in a way because they connected to the right person.
Yes. And when you don't understand to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower. And watch this. Every person we was connected to, they ain't taking us to heaven. No. But we was loyal. Watch this now. We was loyal to the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Some, I know I had more knowledge than. Some, I knew I was ahead. But you know what? It wasn't about that.
Mm-hmm.
I submitted. I can submit because I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I could submit. I could be loyal. And that loyalty led me to be right where y'all see us right now on the radio, doing tours, blessing people, all these because of the right connection. Everybody didn't fit my cup of tea, but I still met somebody brilliant, beautiful, and awesome through that connection, just like Jacob did with Laban. He might not look good on the surface, but Jacob was blessed through it. Even though he got manipulated and played, he was blessed through it. So how many of you are willing to be blessed through it tonight? How many? How many of y'all saying, you know what, you're going to be blessed through it?
How many?
When are you going to stop being deceived, man, and understand, man, this person loves you genuinely. And the person you may disagree with, how are you still saying this ain't the one for you to connect with so you can go higher? If you want to go somewhere, connect with the right people. We trying to do it on our own all the time. Connect. Coach Shay, I want to tell you thank you. I'm blessed that I connected with you.
I was Kimmy about Kim. To say the same thank thing. You. Don't steal my thunder, Coach David.
Yes, Kimmy Kim, thank you. Thank you, because I connected with you. Now I got a whole family called Elation. I got a whole family called Beyond the Fence right here on Beyond the Radio. But it was my loyalty to the connection. I never looked down on nobody. And I never put myself on a pedestal to look down on them. Thankful, I humbled myself, and look at me today. So I want to tell y'all, just look at yourself. and connect and allow God to be God, but allow yourself to be who God created, which is yourself. We're here so you can find yourself, but don't neglect that connection, because then you'll lose the connection in direction. And we ain't worried about the complexion. But we love y'all. Man, we hope y'all come back. Oh, look, next week is Mother's Day, so we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. We love you. And we hope y'all was blessed by this, man. Just understand, man. Connect, connect, connect. And we love you. We care for you. And y'all go to Beyond the Fence. That's BeyondTheFence. Y'all go to Beyond the Fence on Facebook, Instagram. Follow Coach Shay Samuels. Follow David Benton. And look, go to, you go Beyond the Fence, you're going to see other artists too. DB Jr., Miss Alma E. Neely, the comedian Tommy Two Toes. You're going to see The Jewel. You're even going to see a guy named Block Star. Man, we got some awesome people. G-Weezy is what we call them. So guess what? Through that, you're going to be connected with more. It's not about just us. We have a whole family. And guess what? You come to Beyond the Fence, you also, y'all make sure y'all connect with the Elation family. That's right, Elation family. You connect with these men and women of God, these kings and queens, because if you want to be blessed, you better connect with the right people. And Elation, Beyond the Fence, is who you need to continue to connect with. So we love you, and we see you in 2 weeks. And y'all
Happy
have a great
Mother's Day.
All of you mothers. Yes, for the music, for the music, for the music, for the music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
about the people on Capitol Hill. Hope we can all learn from that and rebuild, because we can change the world. Change the world. We can change the world.
There you have it. Say, Samuel. Beyond the fifth in the building. Say it.